Hello and welcome to the latest Relocation Next Practices podcast presented by Weichert Relocation Resources. My name is Tim McCarney. I'm the Manager of Marketing Communications at Weichert, and today we're going to take a quick look at current trends in mortgages. We are joined by Vince Carita, Senior Vice President of Weichert Financial Services. Vince, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure, Tim.
I want to start off by asking, what is the biggest challenge or challenges that the clients you work with are facing today when it comes to their relocating employees getting mortgages?
Well, Tim, there are three pretty significant challenges. One is the increased credit and underwriting criteria that have occurred. Now, the good thing about that is that there's been a real stabilization in that. In other words, you know, the credit criteria is not being increased or becoming more restrictive. It's kind of leveled off as far as, and same with down payment requirements, but it has shrunk the market considerably. So that's a big concern. Couple that with the fact that if a transferee relocated 5 or 6 years ago and purchased at the top end of the market, and now after being relocated again, they're probably upside down in their mortgage. So you have a lending community that's looking for increased down payment requirements, and you have a transferee who's in a negative equity position in their old home. That's a very significant challenge today in today's market. The third one is really driven because of foreclosures. I mean, with all the foreclosures that have come into the market on the destination side, when a transferee finds a home, I mean, there are a lot of appraisal issues, a lot of questioning on value. You know, whether the appraisal itself comes in low or whether the appraisal comes in value, but the comparables don't justify that value, and a lender or a bank will look at that very closely. They want to make sure that the comparables meet the Annie Mae and Freddie Mac guidelines. So you have a foreclosure market that's really drawing down the value of homes, especially if you have multiple ones in any one neighborhood. It could be a challenge, and we still see a lot of appraisal issues on the destination side.
What are some of the ways that companies can overcome these challenges?
Companies who are doing pre-decision programs, it's critical to get a transferee or a potential transferee in touch with a relocation loan officer and have a conversation. Get them pre-approved. Have the relocation loan officer explain what the mortgage market looks like today. Get that potential transferee comfortable that they can, A, qualify for a mortgage, B, they can qualify in a area, in a sale price area that they want to, that they feel they're comfortable in and want to have their family enjoy quality of life in. So that's the most critical thing. The second thing is obviously loss on sale policies are very big right now. If you have loss on sale policies, you're probably using them a lot. And they can help in a great way, especially because of the down payment requirements in today's mortgage market. And third is really, it's more of a perception thing, but educating transferees regarding the mortgage process. You know, there needs to be an understanding. There is no shortcuts anymore to this process. There's no, we're going to not really look at the credit that much. We're not going to look at your assets as we used to. If anything, everything is being put under a magnifying glass. So someone who's coming in and going through a mortgage process has to understand that, you know what, there's going to be documentation requirements, lender's going to want to know where your money is coming from, where your assets are, and your credit history.
Very interesting. Generally speaking, are there less options available today for transferees who may have, let's say, questionable credit or equity? And if so, what can transferees who are in such a situation do to sort of better position themselves when they're applying for a mortgage?
Well, absolutely. The short answer is absolutely. The subprime market is non-existent. Really, the product that offers the most flexible criteria with respect to credit and down payment is FHA mortgages. So if you have an FHA product, you're getting a little bit more flexibility with your credit, and their 3.5% down payment requirement is much better than a conventional product on the market today. And, of course, there's VA. If you are a veteran, VA offers that same flexibility with regard to credit history. But as far as anything below that, the subprime market is no longer existent. So, again, another shrinking of the market where those products that we had 5 or 10 years ago are no longer relevant in today's market. One of the things transferees can do, and I always see this a lot, is if you're going through the mortgage process and you're looking to your house hunting and you know you're going to be applying for a mortgage from an assets perspective, from a funds perspective, you don't want to be shifting funds from one bank account to another bank account or pulling money, you know, from over, you know, in this 401k out to this checking account, because what will happen is a lender or a bank is going to ask you to source all those funds. And what I mean by that is they're going to see a big deposit coming into a checking account. They're going to say, tell us where that came from. in fact, show us where that came from. So if you're doing that a lot, it's going to increase your documentation requirements tenfold. So one of the things I always say is get your financing, get your assets lined up, get them stabilized, so to say, and don't move a lot of money around. Don't make a lot of purchases either. That, you know, you have money coming out where you're buying a boat at the same time you're buying a house. Probably not a great thing to do.
Well, lastly, we're hearing a lot about HARP 2.0 and some of the refinancing options that it'll give to homeowners who haven't been able to take advantage of the low interest rates because they're underwater on the current homes. Can you just talk briefly about that and how it benefits all employees? Because it does benefit all employees, really, not just those who relocated.
That's correct. I mean, basically, it's a refinance program, and HARP has been out for a while, the original HARP, and that basically said if you have a if you have a loan to value or mortgage of 125% of your home value, meaning that your mortgage is 25% higher than the value of your home, you could refinance through HARP. That's nice, but you know what? There's a significant segment that has that they might have 50%. Their mortgage might be $300,000 and their home might be worth $200,000. So HARP 2.0 is addressing that marketplace. It's offering, it's basically doing away with the loan-to-value requirement, saying, you know, whatever your mortgage is, you will be able to refinance your transaction, provided it's with Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac product. And two, it actually, believe it or not, affords a little bit more flexibility on credit payments. With the old HARP, if you were late even once on a mortgage payment, you were not eligible for the first HARP. With this HARP, you can be late one time on a mortgage payment over the course of the 12 months. However, you cannot be late in the last 6 months. So if you're 9 months ago, you were late on a mortgage payment, and you were on time from that point forward, you'd be eligible for this program. So I think it's going to create a lot of goodwill for employers to look and offer to the employee base opportunities for people to refinance who may not have refinanced in the past. One of the great things in the mortgage market today is the rates. Rates are really, really low, the lowest they've ever been. So that's not a big problem as far as getting people qualified for mortgages. The bigger challenges are with the down payment and the credit. But with a refinance, especially something like HARP 2.0, you might be at 6 or 6.5% and haven't been able to refinance because of your equity situation. And now you could probably refinance into a rate of about 4%. So that'll be a big savings for people.
Okay. Well, some great information as always, Vince. I want to thank you for your time and also thanks to our listeners and remind them to check our Relocation Next Practices blog at wrri.com/blog for the latest relocation news and information. Thank you.